Hello, everyone.
Sorry.
Oopsies.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back on CGLO 1690 AM.
We are live
with Voice of the Voiceless.
Yes.
So we were having a little dance break.
Yes. No, that was amazing. Oh my God, the music was insane.
I know. Shout out, Carl.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm ready.
You're great. Ready? Great. Okay. You can just turn on the microphone. Yes. Awesome. So, hi, Carl.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. I you can just put your microphone a bit closer.
All right,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I don't get a set of headphones.
You want them? I don't mind.
If you can hear yourself, it's better, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I can, yeah.
I have one of these at home.
Really?
I really like them.
Yeah, no, they're soundproof, right? They help.
They sound amazing. They're really nice and really comfortable too.
Yes, so Carl was one of our DJs today. May, is there something you'd like to share? Okay, so we can start. Maybe introduce yourself, Carl, who you are, what do you do, and where you're from, and yeah.
All right. So my name is Carl Kawaja. I'm from Montreal. My father is Lebanese, but he's not born there.
Mm-hmm.
My mother is born in Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
In my life, as a person, I really like music, obviously. I was DJing. I love music. Or else I'm an economics student. So I like arts and I like finance.
Cool.
I'm an art girl and a finance bro.
Okay.
Art girl is
valid.
Finance bro. We love that.
Valid. Yeah, so we have a topic today about identities, as maybe Judy has mentioned to you. You have, do you consider yourself having maybe a dual identity or a triple or a unique? What do you think?
Definitely, I would go triple.
Triple,
wow.
What's
the third one?
Where my dad is born, he's born in the Caribbean, in the islands, right next to St. Martin. There's an island called St. Kitts.
Okay, yeah.
So my grandfather was born there. He was born there.
Yeah.
And my dad works there, so he's there half the time.
Okay.
And I've been there every year of my life. That's like my second home.
Wow. Okay, interesting. Yeah.
But,
so you consider yourself somewhat Caribbean?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, okay.
Oh, wow.
I spent enough time there to, for sure, like, I know the culture, I understand it, and I fuck with it.
Amazing.
Can I swear? I know, actually, you're not allowed.
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know, huh? I'm sorry.
We didn't warn you, yeah.
I was on a different radio show, and I swore it, and you're not allowed.
Exactly. It's okay. So how do you manage like balancing these triple
identities
in Canada? Mm-hmm. You came here, when did you come here to Canada?
I was born here.
You were born here,
yes.
Okay. And how do you balance it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any short stories you want to tell us, or any, any advice? Yeah.
So, I guess in terms of my identity, the triple identity does make it like a little bit confusing, or like complicated. Like if someone asked me where I'm from, I could say I'm from here, but that's not completely true. I could say I'm Lebanese, but my Arabic is not very good.
Right.
I can say I'm Caribbean.
I can confirm.
Yeah. So it depends who I'm with. I'll introduce myself differently depending on who I'm with.
Right,
take advantage of the situation.
Okay. You kind of try to like... try to build yourself differently when you're around different people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I really enjoy having all three. It's nice. Like I love the different values,
and
I love the Caribbean culture, and I love my Lebanese family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you try to merge all of them.
Yes. Have you ever been to Lebanon recently or not really?
I've been twice.
Oh.
I've been in 2022 and 2019.
Okay.
Oh wow. Those were very interesting times for Lebanon, I would say.
Yeah.
2019 and 2022. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2019, everything was pretty nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice. 2022 was a very big, sharp contrast, big difference with obviously, you had COVID, you had the economic problem, and you had the bomb explosion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the port. So you had like three
terrible
things happen in a short couple of years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I still loved it. I was going out when I was in there in 2019. I was like 17. I forget how old I am. But when I was there in 2022, I was older, and I went out with my cousins to the bar and to the club, and that was so much fun.
Yeah, because you got to experience the nightlife of Lebanon and Beirut, and
yeah,
like
something's unique over there. Yeah. Something else.
Everyone agrees that the nightlife in Lebanon is different, and I've never been, but like I would confirm. I think I don't know. Like
from what you heard,
yeah, from what I heard, many good reviews. Yeah,
yeah. I was there was a street like their version of Saint Laurent, and it was full, and the music. It was even busier than Saint Laurent. It was not as the street wasn't as long. But it was super busy. Like every bar you couldn't go in, it was full. Like you couldn't get a drink.
Oh, wow.
That was cool.
I think I know maybe which one you're talking about. Either Bliss or Hamra. I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
Maybe yeah. Those, because they're the busiest usually. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, you're taking me back now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You said you've never been.
I was. What do you mean? I lived there all my life.
Okay.
And when did you when did you start to pursue music? Did you start when you were young, or was it like after you went to Lebanon?
No, it was not when I was young. I didn't feel like I was very musically gifted or anything like that. But as I got older, I just found online when I was like on my laptop on my phone. I was just on Instagram, on Reddit, listening to new artists, and I just enjoyed it. Like, it was discovering new sounds that I liked. It was very natural process of just, oh, I hear something and it sounds nice, and I see what else sounds like that. And actually, there's my friend, he's here. He's the one who first put me on to Chance the Rapper and Childish Gambino.
That
was like the first time where I heard something special, and I was like, this is not like what I've heard on the radio. This really connects with me, and that's how it started, I would say.
Okay. Wow. And why do you feel that Chance the Rapper is special? What type of music that really did connect with you? Like,
it was very authentic.
Okay.
That's what I liked.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. It wasn't really like, he was just expressing himself, and There was no real care for trying to make a certain type of record or trying to like sell yourself in a certain type of way. He was just like a guy from Chicago talking about his life, and you could tell like, okay, this is a genuine person, and even though I don't know him, I can relate with him in different things, and or even if I can't relate with him, like I have empathy or compassion for his struggles, and it was just like it was a nice way to communicate. You could communicate with the music,
okay.
And I liked that.
Interesting. Yeah, that's very nice. It's very different than what you do right now. You do like Arabic music, and what made you choose Arabic music out of all the?
And well, do you do any other types of music?
Yeah, and that too.
I usually do a little bit of everything. I haven't done much Arabic music in the past, but at Concordia, there's a lot of Arabic people, and they always ask me for Arabic songs. So since I'm at Concordia, I started listening to more Arabic music, and I'm happy you guys brought me here today so I can expand my repertoire of Arabic music.
Oh, thank you so much.
We love that you're here. Thank you so much for coming.
Do you have a favorite song, Arabic
song? The pop song I like the most is Allah Alek Yassidi.
Oh yeah,
that one we just danced to. Yes. Amazing. Yeah.
Or else I have some hidden ones that are less popular that I like.
You want to keep it a secret or?
Our show is about underground music anyway, so.
I can.
Oh boy.
I wonder, there's this producer from Syria.
Uh-huh.
His name is Omar
Suleiman.
Eh. I like him. There's another artist. He makes more relaxed, kind of indie rock. His name is Al Sheb. He's good too.
Okay.
Wow, that's nice. Mm. Indie rock. Wow.
You can play some afterwards.
Yeah, we're gonna listen.
Yeah. Yeah. We really want to listen to the music.
Of course.
And
You get actually maybe of course. There's more popular. You know the guy or like the. He's not really a Habibi Funk.
Oh yeah, we know Habibi Funk.
I listen to a lot of
these are really good.
No, that's amazing.
So good.
Yeah, I listen to that too.
So they do remixes of like Arabic music.
He goes and finds old songs and he does stuff.
Yeah,
with
I think Ahmed Malik, Algerian one.
I forgot his name. The Libyan.
He's really good.
The Libyan. Yeah, I forgot his name. And there's a lot of good
songs. A lot of good songs, And we have a question for you. We asked this for the other people, but if what advice and what would you say to your younger self or to anyone who's experiencing triple identities? Maybe any advice, anything you want to share? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this recently about like what I would say to my younger self.
Yeah.
But it's really what I like. What I would say to my younger self is like, there's still so much more left to your life.
Uh-huh.
Like you think, like as a kid, like you kind of know everything, or like you're like, oh, this is my life. Like it's always gonna be like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I am. But that's not true at all. You're gonna change a lot. You're gonna discover so many new things.
Mm.
You're gonna meet new people, and your identity is gonna change a lot. Like don't even. Think
don't worry
about
it.
Like
yeah.
whatever
yeah.
You'll see. You don't even know who you are really yet.
Exactly. Wow. Amazing. I love that. Mm.
Yay! So do you have anything to say? Anything else?
I don't know.
Is your co-DJ supposed
Let's
to?
Let's see, Matthew.
What?
You want to hop on?
We have our other DJs who's coming.
Matthew,
and both of them are.
Oh, he's busy. Okay, we have the other.
What?
They do it on the mic, so.
Oh, sorry.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I was going to give him my mic.
Is everything fine?
Okay.
So, guys, the weather is very nice today. That's a very good topic. What?
So. Mm-hmm. Let me know about you guys. Now you know everything about me, but I don't know about you. So that's my question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have a question?
No, I'm asking you.
We'll go clockwise.
Clockwise. Okay. So I mean, I can also reintroduce myself. Maryam here. Hello. I am half Algerian, half Palestinian. And I've lived in Canada for like 10 years now, but I've also lived in the US and I also lived in France. So, yeah. So, I've never lived in Algeria nor Palestine. So,
Triple identity.
American identity / French identity / Canadian identity / Algerian identity / Palestinian identity.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Judy. What about you?
I'm Judy. I'm Syrian. I've lived all my life mostly in Syria, Dubai, and here. So I have one identity, but like mixed with the other identities that I created throughout these years. So it's a mix of everything, not only one thing.
Okay.
So this is me. Nice to meet you. And you, mate.
Hi. So basically, my name is May. I'm pure Palestinian. I lived in Lebanon all my life, just to clear that up. Okay. And I came here 5 years ago. And I'm doing creative writing at Concordia. And also, I want to be a teacher, but that was not in the plan, but still. And I really like writing, and I really like Arabic music, especially the underground Arabic music. And I got the amazing opportunity to do this show with Maryam and Judy like 2 years ago. And we started this year, planned the whole thing like 2 years ago. So I'm very grateful for that. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the fun part of doing the show? What keeps you motivated to do it again?
A yapping session.
Just talking.
Yapping.
Discussing. Discussing with the people that you enjoy being with. And also, like, we interviewed a few people, musicians, and we're doing it now. So, it's very, very exciting. Mm-hmm.
If you tell us 3 months ago, we would end up here in the park just doing all of this in front of all of these people.
Definitely not expected.
I wouldn't have believed it would actually happen.
It was at the end of the list. Yeah. I remember when like we used to talk about it, and we were like, okay, a podcast, end of the list. Event, 2 years later. Yeah. And then everything started so fast.
And
we were like, okay, guys, we're going to do live radio in 2 weeks, so get ready. I called them both on the same day, and I was like, guys, we're doing live radio, okay? So be prepared.
Our story.
It was funny, though. No one expected it.
No.
But,
Well, I get what you mean. Like, when I was getting more into music and exploring, like, more like my passions and trying to take it professionally, like, it's surprising how fast stuff can move.
100%.
How did you guys meet each other?
Okay, that's very fun.
Okay, we can say this. I knew May a long time ago. I met her in at my aunt's building. They used to have like a free food, and she came to us actually, introduced herself.
I was like, "تحكوا عربي?"
Not us, meaning me and my cousin. Yeah. Not Maryam.
I wasn't in the story yet.
It was 2 years.
That was like 3 years, 4 years ago, I think.
Girl, it was
like
in 2021.
4 years ago.
It was no wait. Actually, it was late 2020, and we met like at the food trucks, and I approached her, and I was like, "Do you speak Arabic?" And then she looked at me and she was like, yes. And then we started hanging out ever since, which I'm very grateful for that. And we met, Mimi and I, that's a very fun story, actually. We met at a concert.
The first time.
San Levant's concert.
May, and I knew Judy from a class, marketing class. Mm-hmm. So I messaged her and said, hey, I'm going alone to this concert. Can I come with you? And I was like, yeah, okay. And she was like, yeah, okay. And then I met May through Judy.
I remember.
Literally the next day, we created the
Intervisuals.
Oh, really?
And, like, decided to do it. And we were at Mektaba, and this is where we actually did it. And I remember, like, if I hadn't post on Instagram that I want to sell the tickets because I broke my fractured my collarbone.
She went to the broken shoulder.
So I
went
to the broken shoulder to go to that. And we went, Saint-Levant?
We
went to Saint-Levant concert.
Yeah.
And then the next day he had a meetup at Mekteba, and this is where we got
very
inspired
humble.
To do this. And
to do this project.
Yeah.
It's been two years now.
Mm-hmm. Two years cool. of talking
two
about
years,
it.
Yeah.
We talked about it for 2 years. We took a very long break, not doing anything, mm-hmm. just brainstorming. We had mm-hmm. a very rich Google Doc full of many ideas that we go
still
back
there,
to.
Still alive and still developing. Yeah,
100%. Mm-hmm. And then I think I was going to volunteer for CJLO. And I remember I told Cam and I was like, oh, we have a Middle Eastern show. Like, I told you about it. And he was like, okay, come. And then we came. Which I'm very, very grateful. Thank you so much, Cam. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's basically the story of Intervisuals.
Cool.
And the
us meeting.
And the voiceless.
And us
the
meeting,
voice
yeah.
Of the voiceless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took this class and it was called Untold Stories, which I thought was a good name, kind of similar to the voice of the voiceless.
Yeah, Untold Stories and the voice of the voiceless.
True.
Yeah.
They're
I
similar.
I always liked that, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good theme to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a very correlated topics because you're talking about no stories told, and the reason why we picked the voice of the voiceless is like putting the space, safe space for people to share their experiences and share their thoughts on alive and like just being open about their stories, you know.
Yeah, well, I always enjoy talking to people. Like that's how I learn more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the only reason I know I'm not like a complete idiot is because I listen to people
through the discussions and
so it's
agreed,
good.
It's
not every day that people make their podcast out of the group chat, you know. Most of the time it doesn't actually get produced.
Yeah
amazing.
Yeah, and when it gets out of the group chat, it's the
that's
best thing.
When the seriousness starts.
Yeah. And here we are,
and the brainstorming and the topics. Yeah, definitely
they all start together.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
it's a pleasure.
It was a pleasure having you here.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
enjoy your time.
Thank you.
Sorry. Alrighty, yes. So, what do you have planned? Do we have a second DJ or
do we have someone to
Omar?
Omar, yeah.
Would you like
hello,
to?
Hello, welcome. Yes,
Omar is one of the people who came here today.
Of course. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. My voice is loud.
How are you, Omar?
How are you?
How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Introduce yourself. What's your name? Where are you from?
Of course. Do I need headphones first, or do I just?
I can give you mine.
If you'd like to, yeah. Sure, I think it's more comfortable with him.
So my name is Omar. I'm a Concordia alumni.
Mm-hmm.
I studied accounting there at JMSB. Represent, not really. I was never really a part of that. As you can see, I'm wearing a nice Hawaiian shirt. Not your classic suit and tie. And that's pretty much been the story of my life. I was born in Montreal, raised in Dubai. I heard someone here is from used to live there.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, if you know Dubai, I was in Sharjah actually, but whatever. No one really cares. And I lived there for about 12, 13 years, mm-hmm. and then around 2009. And over there, it was weirdly segregated. I don't know about how. Because we're talking about identity, right?
Like, yeah.
It was very segregated. Like, you had the locals, they had their own vibe. Okay. You had the mm-hmm. Shwam, you know, the people from the Shami countries have their own thing. And then you have the Egyptians. Obviously, there are 100 million at the time. it was kind of fun. You know, I was kind of a superstar there. Athlete. My mom was a teacher there. Was kind of feeling like I was, you know, king of the hill. And then, I don't know if you guys know about the financial crisis. I don't know if you guys are old enough for that.
08?
08. 08,
okay. Yeah.
And then obviously shit hit the fan.
Yes.
And everybody was had to be... Sorry. Not,
again.
It's okay.
Apologies. Sorry.
Things went, you know...
Things went bonkers,
sorry about that. I forgot it's live. And I remember like it was an exodus, right? Everybody was forced to leave. Anyone who didn't have like, and that's why a lot of people who identify themselves like, oh yeah, I'm from there, no, but they don't have like the passports or anything. Like mm-hmm. as soon as you're out of a job, you're out, you know. Mm-hmm. And my parents had the ingenious idea of I knew I was gonna come back to Montreal, you know, Rajaon, Montreal, yeah. My home, the only passport we ever had. Like my father had his first passport when he was 40 years old. I went to Jordan, and that's where the identity crisis really hit.
Because
at first, like, oh, Palestinian, Daesh, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, shoo, Jaim in Dubai, you think you're better than us. So you have money, Daesh, you know? Oh, Kennedy, Maak Jawaz, Daesh. So 2 years of absolute hell. And in those 2 years, I remember going back to Dubai, and every time I'm like, wow, the bubble burst, you know? Like, I was growing, but they weren't. And every time I go back, people just kept like stayed in their own weird way, you know. And I remember after that, like the 2 years I graduated, 2010, and I chose accounting because I was 16 years old and I was good at math. anyways, and then when I came here, I remember I was actually hiding my Arab identity.
Oh wow! Okay,
okay. Like you know, I would pretend I didn't speak Arabic. I completely disassociated with any Arab groups, any Arab whatever. I'm like, oh boy, you know.
We all went through that thing.
Yeah, sometimes.
It was rough, honestly.
Yeah, especially you were born here, and then you tried to like, you know.
Yeah, and again, like I didn't speak French, whatever. You know, I'm just like, okay, you know what? I sound American enough. I'll just pretend I'm from somewhere else, or and I did that for a while. People, of course, I look very Arabic, so they're like, "Oh, تحكي عربي." I'm like, "شوي," you know.
Not very much.
Is there anything to hide that? And it followed me for a while. Like I remember, even like the protests would happen. Like, because of course I'm Palestinian. I have family in Gaza. Mm-hmm. Like I'm my father is from Asqalan, which is
right
outside of Gaza.
Okay.
So all my family is there. My mom's side is from Nablus. So I had a lot of family in Gaza, and I remember, like, you know, I think it was 2014, they had a bunch of protests, and I just stopped going because I felt like nothing was changing, you know? And even people were like, oh, like, but it was nice to see my other, like, either whether Arabs or either, like, you know, any humans, human friends going out and protesting on my behalf, because I couldn't do it myself. I didn't see any benefit coming out of it, you know? But this time it hit different. Of course, you know, COVID changed a lot of things. And but yeah, so that's pretty much my story, you know, a little bit. And now I'm studying at McGill. I'm doing my master's there. Awesome. And yeah, I'm going to be a Concordia and McGill alumni.
Wow.
I'm
going to tell you,
they both are going
to all the Canadian universities here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought the grass would be greener, but it's not.
yeah. So, like, you actually moved a lot too. Like, you moved from...
Yeah, I lived in
three countries in total. Your whole life.
Montreal was the one I felt most at home. I mean, in Dubai, I was in a bubble, right? I just thought, like, oh, that's my life. Oh, it's all about getting the Gucci shades and the
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Like, look at my Ed Hardy.
They just, you want to, like, fit into the society over there, so you want to dress up a certain way, because that's what people expect over there.
Yeah, exactly. Like everyone is trying to be this specific thing that is unattainable. And yeah, like the thing is, when you're in there, you're in there. You don't know what's happening outside in the world.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't notice.
It's only when you leave, you're like, oh, wait, was I like that? I hope not. And Jordan, as I said, like it was just, it was an identity crisis situation. And here, like I loved it. I was like, oh, I'm Canadian. I felt super proud. And then when COVID happened and like I saw how they treated their own people and like the facade kind of fell apart and like the veil has been taken off. I'm like, wow, all right. Maybe Canada isn't that great after all. You know what I mean? And then I learned more about like the indigenous like people, history and everything. I'm like, oh my God, no, this place is
not
just as bad.
No,
there's some dark.
They're just hiding it under that. Like, ooh, look at us. We're the nice Americans. You know. and then obviously since the genocide started, I'm like, okay, now I really do not associate with Canada. You know, like before I would like tell people when I travel, like, oh, I'm Canadian now.
Okay.
Palestini, you know?
Okay, okay.
Or as the, you know, when I used to get bullied, they used to say Falastizi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's bad.
So that's still bad, back there somewhere, you know? I'll get my revenge one day.
Okay. One day.
But yeah, and for me, like, obviously, when the pandemic started, when the genocide started, I felt obviously very bad. I had my aunt there. I had a bunch of family there.
Yes.
And I remember this, my mom would call me every day in the early days. And she would like cry to me and says, my sister, like, what can I do? You know, like she's going through all this. I'm like, I didn't have any answer. I'm like, hearing your mother cry is like
the worst thing ever.
Super. Yeah. It's very, very tough and rough, you know? And, the only thing that got me out of it was, my friend like worked at a warehouse and they had like this resident cat that was always there. And, my friend ended up adopting one of the cat's babies, but then when they sold the warehouse, the cat had nowhere to go and nobody wanted to take her. She's like, Omar, you're taking this cat. Ah, fine. Taking care of her, whatever, we'll figure out something later. So when she came through, she's like, small little petite cat. I'll show you guys pictures later.
Aww.
But she had a very big belly, you know? So we called her Gordita, because my friend was Mexican. So we're like, all right, you know, Gordita, like little chubby, you know? Turns out she was pregnant.
Aww.
That's hence the belly. And I remember March 2nd, 2024, right after, I think it was like around the time the encampment started.
Yeah.
And she gave birth to four kitties.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same time.
Same time. Four kitties. You wow. know, there was Halumi, there was Bakita.
Oh, the names.
The names are iconic.
The names are crazy.
Yeah, the names are iconic.
Halumi. Princess Bakita. And the last one, her name was Horiye.
Horiye. Wow.
But now we call her Kunichi. Yeah. Anyways, Hari I brought them to the encampment a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So so now people randomly recognize me. I'm like, oh, the cat guy, right?
Cat guy. Halumi and Horiye.
I made them wear little kufiyas. And, like, they, honestly, they changed my life. Because, like, I was such in a... It was obviously right after the... Like, it was during the... Winter. Winter here is not fun, by the way, guys.
No.
You know,
like,
yeah, that's a struggle.
I want Palestine to be free so I can just move there and not have to deal with this winter anymore, you know? but yeah, it's like, you know, the seasonal depression and whatever, like getting out of it, you know, it was, you know, with the genocide happening, it was still fresh, still like live updates every day. And it was kind of nice to have to like take care of something else
mm-hmm.
other than myself. Like yeah. I was barely feeding myself, but I had to get out of the house and I had to go
do
buy some food and I had to, you know, scoop up some litter. so yeah, they gave me that that reason to want to do more, you know.
Okay.
And they yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Cute.
So you felt like the need that you want to do something, and this is where you found your identity.
Yeah, and, exactly. Like, and that's where I really felt like, you know, I really felt okay. No, I am Palestinian, and I will be. I am proud of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because like for a moment in time, I don't know if anyone here is Palestinian too.
Yeah, but, me, us,
both of
like,
us. Yeah,
the way we were like unhuman, like. Treated as non-humans.
That
almost like, wait, are they right? Like, do they have a point? Am I not a human? You know, like, am I lesser?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gets to you, and I had to snap out of it. And like, luckily, those cats really gave me that push. You know, and just seeing the people, because like, obviously I couldn't stay at the encampment because all my injuries and stuff. But like, seeing the people's like reactions to the cats of like little kitties.
They're
gonna be the ones who are gonna free Palestine. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with the part that sometimes you live here in Canada or like in France, or because I lived in the U.S. in France and Canada, and I'm half Palestinian. But as when I was growing up, I felt like I had to kind of hide that.
Yeah.
I had to like try to like maybe pretend to be more American or to be more French. So I agree with that part that like you had to like really.
Yeah,
but like as you grow older, you really want to embrace that, and definitely something that
Mm-hmm. And for me, I've only visited Palestine once in the year 2000. You know, I was like, I was a baby.
Mm-hmm. So you don't remember.
I'm not going to tell you how old I am, so you don't guess my age. I was 6 years old. And yeah, like I really have like, you know, that roots feeling. I really want to go back there and make a change. And right now, I'm actually working on a project where it's a grassroots project where we. I used to have a 3D printing business. I'm not an accountant. And basically we are 3D printing prosthetic arms for the people in Gaza.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we shipped a few of them in the flotilla. Hopefully that they make it safe.
Hopefully.
And yeah, like trying to find different ways, like different social, like for me, like, you know, now I'm in the phase of my life, like, oh, like what is my next step? Like which industry do I want to go into? Because I've worked in many different industries. And I want something to do with like social entrepreneurship, something to help the people, especially my people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, all people who need help.
Of course.
Yeah, we're working on a project like that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I hope my story wasn't too...
tearing up a little bit.
Oh my goodness, it's the wind, guys.
Okay. That's a very inspiring story, because people tend to, like for me, basically, when I came here, I didn't want to identify as a Syrian person, but I didn't want to talk to Arabs.
Yeah.
Because I had this thing with them where I spent all my life with them, that I decided when I come here, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to meet Arabs. I just want to meet non-Arab people.
P.S. L'Arab Jarab.
They keep saying it. And yeah, they keep saying it.
In a way, I've experienced a lot of Arabs that I really... you know, like they have this mentality, like this closed, conservative mindset.
It never goes away.
It never goes away. And when they have that, this is when it irritates me. And that's why I needed this, like, you know, like you don't want to talk to them.
Yeah,
or
and
you
it's
don't.
Like, and like, the way the colonizers did it, like we hate each other more than we hate anybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like, oh, Lebanese Suri, both. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, you're from this town, I'm from this town. Oh, you're same family. I remember there was this wedding in Jordan. Both like both the broom, basically the broom,
and we're both
from the same family name, because it's okay, guys. The people there marry their cousins, it's fine. Yeah. Whatever. The same last name, but one of them, like one part of the family was like more like in the city, like city dwellers, and the others were farmers.
Okay.
And they like sat on opposite sides, like shooting slurs at each other.
Like,
guys,
oh boy, that's a like a debate.
They're the same people.
No, that division is.
Sense,
and you're like, if like our people are not friends with each other, how can we like can actually we, solve the problem? You know,
find a solution. Yeah.
How can we find the solution for
that? And that's why, like, for me, like, obviously, we cannot get those stereotypes out of our head. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm not going to name the stereotypes so people don't latch onto them. But, like, okay, keep the stereotypes in your head. But then every time you meet someone, you treat them as a fresh, brand new slate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try
until,
to remove the
until
they
do something bad, you're like, I knew it, because he's, you know, he's Iraqi. Ha ha. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But always, like, try to go into, like, meeting people with, like, fresh slate. Like, they've done nothing wrong. They're good people. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
Try to look at them differently than with the same.
And I only learned that recently. And, like, honestly, like, again, like, the whole Arab thing, like, I was away from Arabs up until pretty much, like, 2018, 19. Mm-hmm. And then I randomly made friends with some Aqbat, Qubtis. So,
Egyptians?
Like,
I never heard of
them. They're the OG, like, Orthodox Egyptian Christians. Yeah. And for some reason, I really, like, identified with them. Because they are the minority in Egypt. And over there, it's, like, predominantly Muslim. Mm. They are, like, how do I say this? Like, they are minorities in their own country. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm a minority anywhere I go.
Yeah.
You know? And for some reason, I just identified with that, and I became friends with them, and I opened that door. And, like, my dad was born in Egypt, so I have a bit of
Egyptian.
You know, Zayk Abnil.
Yeah, oh boy.
It's
the shows that help us.
Everybody knows. Like, oh, I want to learn Arabic. I'm like, learn Egyptian. It's the easiest one.
Yeah, it's actually very easy.
It's funny. It's funny.
It's like music. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I identify with, and then that's why I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe not all Arabs are bad, you know? Maybe not that they're all Jannah. And, like, I don't know. It just made sense to me at the time. And since then, I'm like, okay, opening the door a bit more, you know?
For people, like, to meet Arabs and, like,
exactly. Giving them a chance. You know? Everybody deserves a chance.
Yeah. At least one. And once they fuck up, once they ruin it, this chance,
they're gone.
They're gone. That's it. I knew it.
Exactly.
So, when did you guys start this podcast?
3 months ago. Now.
Yeah,
months
yeah.
Ago.
The radio show.
We're collaborating with CJLO. Yeah. So it's part of Concordia's radio broadcast team. Okay. So we're live radio 1690 AM.
Okay. For now, every Thursday. Yeah. But
soon, I think we're gonna change the date.
The time slot. Yeah,
Thursday's a bit tough. Yeah.
I mean,
where do you usually? Like, record this, because I'm sure the weather doesn't allow us to do this.
No. We have our own. We're using a studio.
Okay, like at Concordia.
Yeah, at Concordia, at Loyola. Nice. Yeah,
but
I
do like this initiative. You know, at the park,
I love
a little
it
barbecue.
Yeah.
Next time if you need someone to man the barbecue, I'm more than willing.
We man.
Mashawi. The dream.
I'll be there.
It does smell like Mashawi right now, guys. Now that you mentioned it, okay.
Need the garlic sauce.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was telling the guy was making him an ushat za'atar. I'm like, oh, you should bring some halloumi and slap it on top. You're doing it wrong, habibi.
You should have named one of your cats za'atar, so it goes with halloumi.
That's such a good
halloumi, zaytouni, za'atar,
zaytouni, zaytouni.
No, I had to honor their Mexican heritage. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So I had to name one of them Baquita.
Yeah,
and they're together.
Sure.
Baquita and Halloumi are together. So Baquita means little cow.
Does it look like a little cow?
Yeah,
the colors?
The colors were like, okay, so for those two, they're both black and white. Mm-hmm. The others were more like whatever, multicolor, you know, like the short hair stuff. But those two were adopted together by my friend. And it was a little messy because, you know, like cats and, you know, they're growing and whatever.
Oh,
anyways, they have to be separated. But yeah, Baquita and Halloumi, they're both black and white cats. They got adopted together and they're cute. And you guys want to see Gordita? I have her tattooed on my arm.
There's a tattoo of Gordita.
She changed my life.
With the kufi. Amazing.
All my cats
were these Egyptian cats that you see. You know, like the one that you
see. The Sphinx or whatever?
Yeah, like the black.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, her eyes are like the greenest green you'll ever see.
Wow. Really? Yeah, show us some pictures.
Yeah.
We're gonna see like after.
Yeah, but no, I'm telling you, like the reaction of people at the encampment when they saw cats, like again, they were like maybe 3 weeks old. They were super tiny. They just went crazy. Yeah. At the time, I remember like the support was so big. They had like tons of food, tons of water, tons of drinks, whatever. They're like, guys, no more food. We don't know what to do with it. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what would help? Cats.
Wow. Cats.
It's the only thing.
Allergies or not, you know?
Like, yeah.
You're getting cats.
Great.
If you have one advice that you would give to the people.
Yes.
People who are maybe struggling with managing identities, balancing their identities. What would you tell them? Or would you like to maybe share something you would have said to your younger self? Anything that pops up.
I like the younger self thing, but I'll go for the first one. Is find your community and find your people.
Very important.
We like to say family is number one. Unfortunately, the case is that is not the case for everybody. A lot of people are actually like resented by their family, and like some not all of us are blessed. I'm personally blessed with a good family. So yeah, find your community, find your people, find like get out there, get out of your comfort zone, switch it up, try different things, you know, go out there. Life is short, you know, as we can see.
100%.
I think that's that's my advice to people.
Yeah, and anything for your younger self, what would you say?
My younger self?
Yeah.
Don't get a perm. That's how I went. I got a perm. And then I lost my hair.
Okay, never again, guys. Guys, Arab guys, especially, don't follow trends and do a perm. Yeah. Period.
Yeah, yeah. Also, living in Dubai, it's super hot. So it's like, you know, you shower every day. And I thought, no one told me you can't put shampoo every time. So I was putting shampoo every time I showered.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Those are the two advice I would tell.
Great advice. Okay, well, it's nice having you. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'll see you next, guys, for Mashawi.
Yes,
of course, for Mashawi, definitely.
Mashawi, in the background, just eating.
Yeah, we're down for that.
Yeah.
Well, cheers, guys. I will turn this off.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I think we're gonna wrap.
We have 10 minutes left.
Yeah, let's just talk about what we felt during this. During this, an hour and a half, 2 hour show,
iconic.
Iconic, yeah, wow, special.
Spectacular.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible. Unforgettable.
Yeah, definitely.
Remarkable for, our first event, I would say.
I'm still, trying to, get it all in. I'm, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
It'll hit me, I think, after. I feel like that.
It's not done yet, because we're going to be dancing.
Yes.
The party continues. Whoever is hearing us, if you come to Park La Fontaine, we're right next to the
volleyball area.
The volleyball area plus tennis court plus
football.
Baseball.
Okay,
football
perfect.
Is a bit far.
Right.
Right next to there. And you can go on CJLO Instagram to check out the location.
And individuals.
And individuals, yeah. So, for me, it was very special, very new, very something that I've never done before. Of course, I've done some radio with CJLO, but outside, we had a small little cute audience looking at us. That was super, different a little. We're not really used to that, you know,
for me, I can't see, but
Before, remember?
Before we had five, six people watching. That was cute.
That was really cute. So, I love that part. And I love talking to you with you guys and interviewing. A lot of people interviewed quick rounds of people today, so that was fun. Very
good to learn about the experiences their thoughts on identity just moving to another city.
I agree, the topic was actually enjoyed it, I believe, and they had to say something, so I really
I like
that we chose this topic.
As you said, as you both of you said, it's spectacular. It's one of the best things I've ever done, and it really takes you out of your comfort zone.
Definitely,
Again, we never thought we would be doing something like
that. Exactly.
We never thought of doing a picnic. We never thought that we could take the radio literally outside.
Technology is crazy.
That's something.
Yeah, no, so we thank Cam and
thank Lisa, everyone
who encouraged us and organized this for us. So,
and I want to thank you guys because I can't see myself doing it with anyone else, and you know what I mean. So, it if it's like without you, CJLO, everyone who came here, it wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm so, mm-hmm. so grateful. So,
yeah. I'm so grateful to you and to you and Judy.
Me too.
And, to be here.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
No, I don't want to get emotional.
Yeah, I don't want to get emotional. We'll go dance.
Let's go and maybe grab a...
We can put a song?
Yeah, we can put a song here.
We can put a song to end
it. Yeah, let's put a song.
What song do you want? Give me a suggestion. Oh, should I put Shukran Min Hila Bukra? Thank you? Like, or no?
Sure.
Or no, which one?
Sure, we can put that.
Give me an...
Fina, we can put like...
Give me a song.
The one you said is nice, but I can't think of something right now.
I
you have
don't
a
know.
Song?
Okay, yeah.
Wait, I'm trying to think. Okay. I need to think of the song. Wait, right there.
Yeah, we have a playlist. So just quickly
I'm gonna
check it
look
out.
Into it.
I don't know. I got black.
I know. We can write... wait, sorry.
Let's put something...
Do we put Dabke? Do we put dancing? Do we put Dabke?
Yeah.
Which song?
Ended up with
Dabke?
Should
I ask everyone over there? Ask them. Guys.
Can they hear us?
What song do you want us to end the show with?
Oh,
song.
Okay.
A song.
A Dabke song?
Yeah. Give us a song.
Or do you want like an Arab artist?
Whatever you want.
Like a specific song. Yeah.
I did bring up Nadine Arubi before.
Oh, Nadine. Does it?
I love her because she's a queen. Yeah.
And can we dance? Does it make us dance, the song? Or no?
Sing it for you.
He wants to sing it.
No. I know the song by heart.
You can sing while we're playing the song.
Okay. Okay, so is he going to take it from a microphone or?
Do you want it?
Okay, so what's the name of the song?
Calm down.
Okay, I'll play the song right now. I'm going to play the song, yeah. Sorry. We're going to play the song for Calm Down by Nadine El-Rubi.
The queen. This week.
Nadine El-Rubi is doing this week residency at Maktaba.
Okay, awesome. Yeah,
so
be there.
Later you can go and meet her live and talk to her. She's really an amazing artist, an amazing performer. Wallahi, you need to know her. Like, she's the queen.
Amazing. Okay, perfect.
Thank you so much for telling us the information about Maktaba. We always happen to mention Maktaba.
No, we have to collab with them one day. Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should collab
with
them.
Because, you know, we were just talking that we just... We did the intervisuals thing.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip. It's an hour of music by Pink Floyd. Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more online at floydianslip.com.
State ascoltando a CJLO, 1690 AM.
Giulia, oh mia cara.